There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
So the Buckeyes win the championship in the first championship playoffs in college. I've always wanted some sort of playoff one way or the other because I hated how the situation was with the BCS. All the other situations, you never truly felt like you had a champion. But I think college football, I got it right. This was, to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, I know it was a Monday night, that had much the same feelings of a Super Bowl.
Here's Sports Talk host Glenn Forbes commenting on the first college football championship game, which was won by the Ohio State Buckeyes. The NCAA football championship game seems to fit in with lots of other conversations at the top of the heap when it comes to Sports Talk Radio, and it's become our number 10 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the Talk Radio Review. Items of interest from number 1 to number 10 through the course of this hour. We'll review all top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine help us every week put this together, monitoring stations and hosts and all the radio stations doing news talk radio around our country. It's a very interesting and solid list again this week. From number 10 to number 1, including the one you just heard, the football championship game, that's where we get started on the countdown.
Number 9.
In the 9 position, another sports item, the championship games, NFL in the focus. Host Bob Stelton and Dave Grosby talk to Kevin Williams, the defensive tackle for the Seattle Supersonics Seattle Seahawks, about being just one game away from the Super Bowl.
You look at it, you're like, this is 60 minutes away from the big one. 60 minutes of football in front of you here at CenturyLink Field. Is there nerves, excitement, anticipation? How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. I mean, I'm trying not to overcomplicate it. I mean, for myself, I just try to take every week as a normal game week and prepare the same way and get my keys and get what I need to get ready. And Coach Carroll does a great job with it also. I mean, we prepare every week like it's a championship week. So we already have that mindset going in. So it kind of makes it easier for the rest of the guys.
We hear him say that all the time, but it's really true, isn't it? I mean, it does. It's if you do it that way, then every game kind of is the same, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we come in here on Wednesday and we know it's it's competition Wednesday. We come in on Thursday, you know it's turnover Thursday. So, I mean, no repeat Friday. So, we got the same routine. We treat the practices the same. We go hard. And, when it comes to Sunday, I mean, you see you guys having fun. I think that's a result of it.
You know, we talked to you about this before. You've played at a high level in this league for a while now, and this defense is playing at a historic level through the 6 games leading up to the game with the Panthers. I mean, is this like anything you've experienced, or are you in the middle of it kind of going, wow, this is, does it feel new, like something you hadn't been a part of before?
The how much fun these guys are having out there on this field is that's crazy. I mean, I think guys can tell from the sidelines that we're having a lot of fun, offense, defense, special teams, and it comes from us in practice, and then we get to the game. It kind of makes it a lot easier, and just to be a part of a group like this, it is unique and it's kind of new. I mean, I know a lot of teams are not doing it that way and having as much fun at practice. You know, they looking at the drudgery of going to practice and doing all the things you have to do to get ready. But I mean, we try to make it a fun and loose atmosphere here, and it carries over when we play on Sundays.
Number 8.
Number 8 item is a focus on fun. If you had fun watching the early morning session with those people announcing the Golden Globe nominations and, I'm sorry, the Oscar nominations, you probably enjoyed the Golden Globes that were on Sunday night. Here's host Bill Carroll with Matt Bellamy from The Hollywood Reporter. They discussed Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and how they did as the hosts of this year's show.
I like the show overall. I love the hosts. We're going to miss them next year, I think, huh? Or,
I think that they bring a very nice tone to a show like that, and it's hard to replicate.
How did the room react to that Cosby joke? Did most people think it was funny, or was it uncomfortable?
I think most people thought it was bold of them to do that joke on NBC, of all places, where Cosby was such a huge figure for so many years. But, you know, you saw people applauding. You know, the joke was fine. It was kind of funny, but it was more like, wow, they really went after him.
Yeah, they did. That was pretty hard-hitting. It wasn't even a subtle kind of passing reference. They just went right.
No, you saw it. And you saw Lena Dunham, the creative girl, just start applauding as if, you know, she was applauding the chutzpah rather than the joke itself.
Yeah. Is there any early buzz about who's going to host it next year? Because that's going to be a big challenge now.
I've heard Julia Louis-Dreyfus could be a good candidate. She's really funny. I wouldn't be surprised if they went back to Ricky Gervais or you know, went to someone that has an association with the Globes already.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I thought it was a bold choice to have two women do it, but it looks so easy for them. I don't know. Why not go on a run? I don't know why they have to make the change. I liked it when Billy Crystal hosted the Oscars year after year after year. You know, something comfortable about that.
Yeah, there is a familiarity, and they're clearly very good at it. I think NBC and the HFPA would love for them to come back, but it seems like they want to do other things.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they have friends. They said Seth Meyers helped them out with some of the jokes. And, you know, it is just one night. It's about 10 minutes of material. So you think that they, you know, I'm sure they're probably paid very well. But, you know, there are a lot of things going on.
A lot of work. That doesn't seem to me as something that would be, under the circumstances, something that would be considered. Interesting, the nominees to move from the Golden Globes for a moment to the Oscars, the 2015 nominees. A lot of people are buzzing about the announcements, about the categories, about who may win. It's interesting. Bradley Cooper is so much in the conversation. The thing that I noticed on social media was the growing backlash over what some say is a lack of diversity at hashtag OscarsSoWhite. That caught on fire on Twitter during the week, after no actor or directors of color were named nominees. That's something that bothers you under the circumstances. You can comment, if you'd like to, on the things we're discussing. It's a quick run-through of the top 10. You may try 888-302-3684. Also, email to Doug at DougStephan.com and Twitter at GoodDayShow, Facebook.com/GoodDay. The next item up for consideration, number 7, in a matter of moments here, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount right before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Number seven item this week as we continue to review the hot hits in News Talk Radio. This is a focus on the economy and the price of oil and gasoline, how it's going down, down, down. Here is a take from Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, where host Alan Ludell talked to financial analyst Katie Hill about the growing economic problems some states are facing as the price of oil goes down, down, down.
I would say Texas, off the cuff, but it's such a massive state and has so many different interests. I noted it really didn't make the top of your list.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't even clear the top five of the states most hurt by falling oil prices. It was in the top 10, and you're absolutely right. It seems like Texas would be number one, right? Because they're the largest oil-producing state in our country. But really, what's interesting about Texas is you're absolutely right. There's sort of a more diversified economy there, and so they can kind of absorb some of the shock of falling oil prices. Number one on the list is a state that really it can't absorb them as well because it's not quite as diversified or as large as Texas. And the number one is North Dakota, and that's really just because, you know, recently they've had that huge oil boom. There's a lot of people working in that oil industry now. They're making a lot of money from it. So they're going to get really hurt. And Money Rates, who did this survey, actually estimates that it'll cost North Dakota $11 billion in 2015, these falling oil prices. That is a big price tag that North Dakota faces because of these falling oil prices.
And other states, which I might add, are all in the West.
Yeah, Wyoming was number two, and that one, although it's not going to cost them as much, the interesting thing here is they have the highest percentage of their job market that's in oil. So 6% of the jobs in Wyoming are in oil. So what's going to happen there is that just really impacts, you know, regular people who are trying to make a living in that state. And so that's what puts it on the number two slot. Number three, not surprisingly to many people, is Alaska. That kind of Alaska and Texas, so North Dakota were probably the three that you probably thought of right off the top of your head. But Alaska stands to lose more than $6 billion in 2015 because of those falling oil prices, because that's just a very, very big industry there. So those were the top three.
Although I was thinking the one state where the state capital was literally right near an oil installation is Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma, it's not going to fare that well either. They also have a high percentage of jobs in the oil industry, and their overall economic impact. It's about $660 million for 2015. It's going to be they could get hurt with. So that's pretty big. Number five on the list surprised me, I guess. Number five is New Mexico, not typically a state that you think of that much that's impacted by oil, but it lands on the number five slot for a variety of reasons, the economic impact and the jobs. It's estimated to cost them $2.19 billion in 2015. So that surprised me a bit, but I found it interesting.
The oil services giant Schlumberger is going to cut 9,000 jobs as a result of the discussion, not because of that discussion, but a follow-up to what those folks were talking about there, the collapse of crude oil prices. That will mean that 8% of Schlumberger's 120,000 workers will move on to other things of their choosing. That's a nice way, gentle way of putting it, right? Production surging, waning growth, world is awash with oil. Collapse in prices, benchmark crude price down to a place about 50% lower than it was in June. 47.67 is the week ended. 21 after the hour on the Countdown.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item this week on our countdown, the survey of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, is a focus on what's going on in Congress as the GOP gets to work. Here's host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky discussing whether Yarmuth thinks the new Congress will be able to get anything done now that the Republicans are in control.
Let's talk about the shape of our new Congress. You're just back to work in there, and John Boehner, obviously, is the Speaker of the House. Mitch McConnell over on the other side. Now, what sort of are there storm clouds gathering, or is it? Or are we still in a placid moment? I know that they voted on the key. Or I'm talking about the Senate now, but they voted on the Keystone Pipeline, and President Obama's folks have said, you know what, that's not going to happen. Is this gamesmanship that's going on already to set up something for us in a month or so with bigger issues?
No, I think this is just a continuation of what we saw in the last Congress. And, you know, I think this will be the rule more than the exception. I think there's still a great deal of difference between Democrats and Republicans on the direction, how they feel, what they feel the direction of the country should be and certain policies. But I think one thing that there's a scenario that is potentially positive, and that is because of the rule in the Senate, which requires 60 votes to get anything passed, and the fact that I think Senator McConnell is committed to trying to be productive on the Senate side, I think there's a possibility that the Senate could actually pass things in the areas of infrastructure and some other areas that are truly bipartisan and have a chance of passing the House. I think what we've seen over the last week from the House side is that Republicans continue to pass things here that have no chance of passing the Senate or being signed by the President. So I'm very pessimistic that anything that the House originates can get passed, can get enacted into law. But I am somewhat optimistic that the Senate can take the lead on some things that are truly bipartisan and have a chance of passing the House.
On the Democratic side in the House, though, it has to be a fascinating showcase for you guys. Boehner is not given unanimous election as Speaker of the House because of that pack of, what was it, like 25 dissenters?
Right, 25 who did not vote for him for Speaker, which is, I think, the most votes against the Speaker since the Civil War. So
doesn't that play right into the Democrats' wheelhouse?
It absolutely does. There's no question about that. But again, in the House, we're a significant minority. We have 188 members versus their 240-something. And depending on how many defections they have, they can still have about almost 30 defections and still pass anything they want to pass. So there are issues that they're going to need Democratic votes on, and they're going to have to compromise on some things. And there's some votes, I think, that Speaker Boehner, as he has done before, is just going to have to say to his extreme right wing, I'm going to pass this with Democratic votes. And you all can do what you want to do. But if he does that, more often than not, then we'll have a much more productive Congress. If he decides to let his extreme wing run the show with the tail wagging the dog, as it were, and insist on having all Republican votes for anything, then we're not going to get much done. And again, like we're working on a bill right now that makes it much more difficult to pass for agencies like the EPA or the SEC or any regulatory agency to implement any rules at all to protect the environment, to protect consumers. This is a bill that is as extreme as it can get. It'll pass the House. It will not pass the Senate. Even with a Republican control, it won't pass the Senate and won't be signed. So that's the dynamic we're facing right now, is that those, this is the Tea Party and their successors, and they're causing a lot of problems for Speaker Boehner and for Congress as a whole.
The President's State of the Union is scheduled for the 20th, I believe, Tuesday night of this coming week, and the Republicans have selected a fresh face to give their rebuttal. Newly elected Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, the first woman to represent her state in Congress, is going to give the rebuttal. So that's something for those of you who are interested in that side to look forward to conversationally on Tuesday. I'm sure it'll be a big item on our Talk Radio Countdown show for next week. Meanwhile, we continue with this week's overview in a few moments. It's 28 past the hour.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
To the top five issues, the number five issue this week, as a matter of fact. Well, let's quickly review. A lot of people want to know what's going on at this point in terms of the consistency of what we do here every week, from number 10 to number 1, football at number 10 and number 9, actually, the Golden Globes at 8, falling oil prices, impact on you, number 7, the GOP Congress, and what's going on with the Republicans. The number five issue now is where we go.
Number five.
Here's how Steve Scott, we're sort of staying in the presidential and political world. Host Steve Scott talking to Steve Shepard from Politico.com about the buzz surrounding Mitt Romney this week and the possibility he may throw his hat in again to run for president next year.
Is Mitt Romney running for president in 2016?
Mitt Romney is telling people that he is likely to run for president in 2016. He is likely to make a decision, a final decision on that, in the coming weeks. He's not going to wait a couple of months. He figures that if he's going to get in right now, particularly with Jeb Bush already making so many aggressive moves, though Jeb Bush is not a formally announced candidate yet either, he needs to act quickly instead of waiting until the end to swoop in. So right now he's saying he's likely to do it.
How is Mitt 3.0 any different than 2.0 or the Mitt before that, the original candidate?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Having lost the Republican nomination in 2008, then lost the general election in 2012, he's hoping that the third time's the charm. He's telling people, both reaching out to potential donors, potential staffers, potential consultants, that he's going to be different. He is going to come and have a more efficient campaign. He's going to run a campaign that doesn't waste as much money, he's saying. He's going to run, he thinks his profile sets up well in a Republican primary that Jeb Bush, he thinks, would have trouble winning. Jeb Bush favors comprehensive immigration reform. Jeb Bush favors the Common Core educational standards. He thinks Mitt Romney, who was known as a pretty moderate governor of Massachusetts from 2003 to 2007, thinks he has a more conservative profile to win the nomination in the primary.
Well, it's widely agreed, I think, that Romney compromised his political principles to win the 2012 nomination in the primaries, moving maybe further to the right than he was comfortable with. How can he avoid that this time around? Is this a conundrum for any Republican? You got to win the nomination, but then you got to win the general election?
Yeah, and particularly given the number of candidates that are looking at the race on the right, you could group Rand Paul over there, even though he's a little bit more libertarian, but you've also got Ted Cruz, potentially Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, a number of more conservative candidates who are going to push. If both Bush and Romney decide to run, they're going to try to bring them over to the right in some of these debates before Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. You know, that's a big sort of question. Jeb Bush has said that he doesn't want to win the primary and lose the general by moving to the right. Mitt Romney hopes that he's sort of sitting in the sweet spot right now, having sort of contorted a little bit in 2012, that where he is right now is where the Republican primary electorate is, and also where the country can be as a whole in the general election.
Number four
this week on the Talk Radio Review, the focus on that immigration policy that these fellows were talking about a few minutes ago, where Romney goes and where Bush goes. Here's Talk Host Joe O'Reilly with Bob Dane, who runs the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They discuss the growing number of states that are filing lawsuits against President Obama over this immigration amnesty plan that he's put forth.
As I understand it right now, about half of the states in our fair union are suing the federal government, saying, look, we're tired of this plan for immigration reform and all that, and we're not having it.
Yeah, there's a two-pronged approach to stopping the president's dismantling of Interior Enforcement and stopping him from moving forward on amnesty. One of those is a lawsuit, and it's a big one. Lawsuits are emerging now. You've got 25 states that have joined a class action lawsuit against the president. And the claim is, the claim they have is that they have standing. And they would be harmed because it's the states that are on the hook for education, health care, and other public benefits and law enforcement when, and here's their case, when illegal immigration continues, which it will in the aftermath of an amnesty. They claim it's axiomatic. Amnesty just fuels the incentive for more illegal immigration. They're right. History is on their side.
Yeah, and you look at that, and again, with the backdrop of what's gone on in Paris, it feels like, to me anyway, it feels like that conversation is going to kind of ramp up here in the short term.
Well, it should. By the way, in terms of lawsuits, there's another rail on that front. You could also see the House of Representatives file a lawsuit against the president as well. They would make the case that their constitutional authority to regulate immigration has been taken away. And they'd certainly be on solid footing under the Constitution, because that says Congress, not the president, has the authority to regulate immigration. And I think they could also legitimately claim that Obama violated the Take Care Clause of the Constitution that limits the scope of presidential power.
Number three
item from the week of January 12th to the 26th, the charts from Talkers Magazine focuses on that big hacking, the CENTCOM hacking. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, Rich McFadden and I talked to cybersecurity expert Brian Kralis about this week's hacking of Central Command's Twitter and YouTube pages, and whether this was a fluke or something that's likely to happen more frequently.
I think, unfortunately, it probably will happen more frequently before it gets better. I think understanding the context of what happened, this was not a confidential, this was not a site that had a lot of security surrounding it. Basically, they used somebody's password to log on and gave away that password inadvertently. But I think what this does, the silver lining here, is I think it gives us a kind of a wake-up call to say, okay, both federal, state, and local governments, let's look at all of our online activities, and let's look at where we need to beef up security and where things, maybe like a bike lock, are okay. I think we need to do that audit, and I think that's probably the silver lining of this.
All right, so Rich tells me the offices for our network are in Arlington, and it's a big area for all kinds of government contractors. It seems the president visited the offices of the Central Command Group yesterday. It was related to this, Richie?
The DHS building next door to us has the cybersecurity unit in it. And I would suspect, Brian, that after the North Korean thing and then this the other day, that this was a big part of the conversation the president had.
I think so. And again, I think the, you know, from a federal government standpoint, I feel fairly secure. I'm not saying that there might not be some hiccups along the way, but I feel fairly secure. I think where I'm not as secure is if you look at the private sector, if you look at maybe local and state governments. I think when it comes to these entities, they never really were thinking about terrorism. They were just thinking about, you know, especially in the private sector, making sure that I can protect my secrets from my competitor. And I think now that we're thinking about cybersecurity from a terrorism standpoint, I think we're looking at a whole new level of security that we're probably not ready for, and it's probably going to take us 3 to 5 years to get there.
So how embarrassing is this? Never mind how easy it is or not easy. What sort of, we pay a lot of money. The area that Richie is in, as he said, is loaded basically with all these government contractors who get loads, gobs of money.
Ugh,
look at the foolishness with the healthcare website and how much money that involved. And so you wonder, are these people really looking out for our best interests?
Well, there's a couple questions there that I think need to be answered, and it may take us a while to get there. But traditionally, right, if you look at retail crime, 75% of it happens from an employee. I would argue that within the cybersecurity world, it's probably even a higher number, because it oftentimes takes somebody who's inside to either have password access or to understand vulnerabilities of a system. And so, unfortunately, the majority of our systems have been external or people not necessarily with confidential clearance working on computer programs. And so there is that possibility.
Well, there's a lot of food for thought in that conversation, don't you think? Number three, the CENTCOM hacking and other conversation there about the other areas of government where the money is being spent, and wondering out loud whether or not we really are getting our money's worth. The answer to that question when it comes to the government is usually no. Okay, so number two around the corner, and then the big number one, actually number one and number two are related, as oftentimes is the case. We'll get to them in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Number two, focus on ISIS and Boko Haram, the violence laid by both, especially Boko Haram. Here's host Mac Watson with Larry Gatos talking about the latest attacks by the terrorist group Boko Haram.
Last year, you remember us talking about this terrorist group, Boko Haram.
Yeah, that nobody, it wasn't on any of, I would say, a normal person's radar. We had never heard of them.
I never heard of them until last year.
Maybe the State Department, maybe the Department of Defense, CIA.
Well, they better have heard of them.
But, yeah. But they were on people's radar. It just wasn't in the main news, let's say. Sure. And last year, they abducted almost like 300 girls. And nobody could find these girls for months.
And they still can't find these girls.
Some girls escaped. Mm-hmm. Some girls maybe they found somewhere in other places. But by and large, we really don't know what happened to like 300 girls around like 10 years old.
We were told that they were going to be sold
right
into the sex trade.
Yeah, human trafficking.
I mean, that's as bad as it gets.
Right.
Having a little girl taken from her class
right
in the middle of the day by horrible men and being sold in the sex trade. Well, now we're finding out what these abducted girls are being used for, and it's not necessarily the sex trade.
Yeah, these guys have been basically just going on a killing spree. They've been marauding and killing hundreds of people at a time.
That's incredible.
Well, how do you kill a number of people in a big way at a big time, at one time?
How?
You strap a bomb to somebody.
They're using the girls as suicide bombers.
Yeah.
I think what they're doing is strapping this suicide bomb to the girl,
mm-hmm.
basically telling the girl where to go.
Right.
I don't know if they're tricking her into going, not knowing she's wearing a suicide bomb. I doubt it.
Yeah.
They're probably saying, listen, if
here's
you don't do
backpack,
this, we're going to kill your family.
Or maybe here's a backpack and
yeah.
not just telling her.
All you have to do is deliver it to this
right.
place.
Right. We're not really sure how they're coerced. It's not clear how the girls are actually doing this, but they are strapped with explosives. And Saturday and Sunday, three young female suicide bombers, three separate suicide bombers, attacked a number of places. And this week-long killing spree by Boko Haram is being, I don't want to use the word helped because obviously these girls aren't voluntarily helping, but the insidiousness of this is that they are somehow getting bombs on these girls, and these girls go in somewhere and detonate and take a bunch of people with them.
And my guess is that they're not detonating it. There's a terrorist from Boko Haram that it's like a cell phone that you know you attach to the person, you call it, and then it explodes. So that's what's going on with some of the terrorists. It's unbelievable. I thought what could they do that's worse than selling 10-year-olds into the sex trade?
How about killing them and taking other people with them?
Putting suicide bombs on them.
All right. So many of you have seen during the course of the week the charred ground and cinder marks where the homes stood that were blown up. This came from Amnesty International, the pictures and video that I'm looking at. They say The horrific scale of the devastation wrought by Boko Haram is displayed here. Many of you, as I say, have probably seen them. They've been all over the news media, trickling out here and there, accounts of the bloody attacks on the Nigerian town and surrounding villages. It's shocking beyond what most people's sensitivities can absorb. Witnesses telling various investigators how the attackers sped into the town with grenade launchers, gunfire, explosions. Residents were fleeing as they could, but they were torched, they were captured, and they were killed. So you've got these people, you're dealing with this element of creepology, if that's what it is. Good God. So that's number two. Brings it around to number one, more of the same in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
So let's get to the top story of the week. The week ending Friday, January the 16th. The aftermath of Charlie Hebdo, that incident in Paris. Here.
The whole attack at Charlie Hebdo to kill it and get rid of it, they have run out of the 3 million copies of that magazine, and now they're reportedly going to print 5 million, and so their message, Charlie Hebdo's message, is getting out even more so.
Well, absolutely right. I mean, that is the bitter irony of it, but we have to remember that the terrorists have multiple audiences. The Al-Qaeda in Iraq claim a responsibility. You know, a lot of this is not just, you know, taunting the West. It's aiming at potential supporters and members of their own camp to say, see, we are powerful. We are not weak. We can, even the most powerful, affluent Western nations, we can hurt them. We can strike them at their heart. So, you know, in that sense, they're undaunted by the response. But on the other hand, it shows you, yeah, the incredible solidarity around the world. Je suis Charlie. For a magazine that, you know, a lot of us would, you know, might very well just find offensive. It's not that, you know, I would ever deny the people's right to do it, but it's interesting, mainstream American journalism, even something like The Onion, would not publish defaming material of this type. But I was telling my students today, there's a tradition of this going all the way back to the French Revolution. their cartoons that I was showing them of, you know, the 1830s pillorying the king. And, you know, this is a revered tradition in France, even if many people don't particularly like it. It only had a circulation of 60,000.
Not anymore.
Well, at least for a while. Whether that will be sustained, I doubt it. But certainly it's, you know, exactly right. I mean, there's a counter message that the public is sending back around the world, and that's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing to say we find this unacceptable. And, you know, in much the same way, to their credit, the French, you know, I mean, it was Jacques Chirac on 9/11 said we are all Americans now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this is, it does, it draws us together. It doesn't divide us.
All right, so there's a problem, a quick review here. That was host Wendy Snyder talking to terrorism expert Tom Mikaitis about the latest issue of Charlie Hebdo, which is on sale. I just want to make sure you got all the information. You know who that was before I bring you to the next cut, which is host Tommy Tucker with CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland. They discuss whether what happened in Paris is something that we as the United States should be involved in or whether it's something France has to deal with on their own.
Is this really the United States' fight, or is this something that France has to deal with? And in terms of a military response, is that something we'd even consider?
Well, I guess yes and yes. It is our fight. I think I was very disappointed, frankly, that the president didn't go to the march or had some senior official go to the march. And the White House himself has now admitted this was a pretty significant mistake on their part. We need to show solidarity with our allies. They definitely show solidarity with us on 9/11. The French have been one of our longest allies. Have we had differences? Certainly we have. But, you know, as the CARE campaign began over Iraq and Syria back in September, and we've now conducted something like 16 or 1700 airstrikes, the French were one of the first to step up and join that particular fight. So we have to show solidarity with them. That being said, if there's any silver lining in that dark cloud that the president or some senior official was not there, I think it is that this reminds the Europeans that this is their fight as well. This is not something they got involved with because of the Americans. And over time, I have had Europeans say to me, you know, the Americans dragged us into this. This was the Americans' fight back in 9/11, and you dragged us into this, whether it was in Iraq or whether it was in Afghanistan. And I think now it's underscored to them that, no, in fact, it is their fight. And frankly, they have a lot of challenges due to the large Muslim populations in those particular countries and the fact that most of those Muslim populations live in very impoverished ghettos, particularly in places like Paris, which are breeding grounds for this type of radicalization and terrorism.
Yeah, I didn't know that France had the largest number of Muslims in Europe at about 5
That's
million,
right.
I think.
Yeah, that's about right. And,
yeah.
And also the French have had the largest number, we believe, of foreign fighters go off to fight in Syria and Iraq, something like 1,000, which caused them grave concern that these people may get radicalized, get training on weapons in return. And the Kouachi brothers may be an illustration of that, because there's some belief they spent some time in Yemen, if not in Syria.
All right, so the topics are listed at DougStephan.com. If you're one who follows this program carefully, you know that each weekend at DougStephan.com, we have a list of the top 10 talk topics in order number 1 through number 10. And we have acknowledged that the Charlie Hebdo aftermath is number 1. What do you think is number 1? What's the most important thing in this list for you? Let us know at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan every week at this time going through the numbers and the issues here on the TRCS.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.